when you're having any trouble in life, what would be the one solution, you want to grasp for? Grow spiritually. You know, if you grow spiritually, everything in this three-dimensional world will start to mellow out. And when you're having problems in life, it's usually a spiritual problem or more of a three-dimensional material problem, an external problem. So when you look at that, you know, we have a spiritual malady when we get here. And if you don't have any idea of what a power greater than yourself is, you know, I can test you do, but you may not be aware of it. When you look at, you know, like Aaron was talking about, in a rock, a flower, a sunset, a tree, a meadow, whatever it might be for you, those are all opportune puppies, you know. They really signify that purity, young kids, because of the innocence. That's all God. As a matter of fact, anything you like in any human being is the God in them. And if you start to recognize that, it gives you an opportunity to be more in touch with that power. Sometimes with your friends, just look at them and that what you like about them, try and recognize that you see God in them. And then you do more in them than you do in other friends. Or you're seeing God in them when you feel that connection. You know, if you're in a relationship and you're running around your relationship, especially if you're men, you know, you get these feelings of like, you know, she looks really good, but we don't say anything. We're just kind of like, yeah, she looks good, you know, and we walk on. Those are times where God's trying to teach us to speak up, to say, express that we care for someone. You know, just like a child, you teach a child that nobody knows how you feel about them until you tell them. And that's still true today. People do not know how you feel about them until you tell them.